everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is another 12 days of the Comic Source episode. It's also a favorite covers episode. And today I'm going to be talking about Superman. And that is specifically the Superman title, not Action Comics, not Adventures of Superman, not the Man of Steel, but the Superman title. So there's been a few different volumes. All of my covers, I've got a couple from the first volume of Superman, the one that ended with 423, Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow. And then I've got a couple from volume two. So the John Byrne era and a couple from the Dan Jurgens era. Again, Superman, thousands. Well, maybe not when you count Action Comics, we're talking thousands, but the Superman title itself, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of covers. So many I could have picked, but these are the ones that stuck out to me. These are the ones that, you know, had an impact on me, that I saw them on the rack and wanted to buy it. I mean, it was Superman. I was probably already buying it, but just covers that if people ask me off the top of my head, these are covers that I'm going to name. So I'm going to start with number 400. This is by Frank Miller of all people. And you wouldn't necessarily think that by looking at it. It's not that more blocky style that he's become known for these days. Dark Knight Returns and all that. This is a much more open style, a much more bright style. And it's an anniversary issue, obviously being issue 400. Tons of people worked on it. It's one of my favorite issues of Superman ever. And it encapsulates who Superman is so well. He's on the cover. He's flying. He's smiling. His cape is flowing out behind him. We see a Metropolis City skyline in the background. We've got an American flag in the background. We've got the rocket flying towards Earth with Krypton exploding in the background. And we've got Jor-El and Lara in the background as well, looking a little forlorn and sad that they have lost their son. They've had to send him away. So it just encapsulates everything about the Man of Steel in one cover. So it's an incredible cover, very impactful. It's one of my favorite issues, and it's a really great cover by Frank Miller. The other issue that or cover, I should say, from the original volume of Superman that I have on here, it's annual number 11. It's by Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons. Dave Gibbons does the cover. The story is by Alan Moore, and it's What Do You Get for the Man Who Has Everything, a very famous Superman story where Superman gets a Black Mercy flower attached to his chest, and it basically gives him an alternate reality where Krypton didn't explode and he grew up there and, you know, had a wife and child and all that kind of thing. So again, it's a very famous issue, and this cover sort of encapsulates all of that. We see the skyline of Krypton in the background. We see Mongol, who's the responsible for this Black Mercy attacking Superman, in the background. We see Superman there with the flower on his chest, and we see Batman, Robin, and Wonder Woman in the background looking on. So it's a great story. It's a classic story, and it's a great cover that you look at it and you think, what's going on? I want to read this book. So it's one of my favorite, very underrated Dave Gibbons cover in my mind. I mean, anybody who sees this cover automatically is going to remember the story. If you talk about the story, this cover is automatically going to pop into people's minds if they read it. So I had to put it on my list. Now, my next three are all from volume two of Superman. Again, with John Byrne era. I'm a big John Byrne fan. I think this was him at the height of his powers when he was doing Superman. And I really could have picked a lot of different covers. It was really hard to narrow it down to only basically one from that era, because there's a couple other iconic ones from the Jurgens era that I had to choose. But it was between this and the Joker cover from volume two, issue number nine, which is basically the Joker in a Superman costume, which is a really iconic cover as well. But I went with number eight. It's Superman versus a Legion of Superheroes. And that's even what it says on the cover. Superman versus a Legion of Superheroes. He's holding Block above his head. He's got Brainiac by the collar and he's sort of holding him up. We see Invisible Kid and Sunboy in the background, kind of laying on some rubble, knocked out. And it's that classic Byrne Superman with the squared lantern jaw, very musculature. Or muscular, I should say. And it's a great cover. And I love that it's also kind of meta, right? Because there was that whole thing with Byrne not wanting there to ever have been a Superboy. And that kind of messed with the Legion, because the Legion were inspired by Superboy. and he was even a member. And so a little bit of this here, Superman destroying the Legion, or on the cover here, beating up the Legion, being sort of meta with how he kind of messed with the Legion in the changes that Byrne made that eventually got all changed back in such a way. So it's a great cover. I'm a big fan of the Legion. I'm a big fan of Superman. So this cover definitely works for me. Plus it has the added aspect of, well, you know, Superman's a good guy, you know, the Legion are heroes. So why are they fighting? Pulls you in that way. Up next, here's another one everybody's going to know. It's Superman number 75, The Death of Superman by Dan Jurgens. And this is the cover where the stick is poking out of the rubble and Superman's cape is torn and shredded and it's gotten caught on the stick and it's kind of blowing in the wind. And we see a few people in the background looking on in shadow. I mean, they killed Superman. This was such a huge deal when it happened. It sold millions of copies and yeah, it was just so iconic and it encapsulates a whole era of comics. And I had to put it on here. It's very impactful. You don't see Superman's broken body. You get those images inside and those are iconic images as well. And I appreciate that they didn't put it on the cover, but this conveys everything that you need to know. And again, it's just such an iconic cover with the clouds in the background and the buildings in shadow. And again, when you say Death of Superman, this is one of the images that pops into people's heads. So I had to put it on here. The next one that I had to put on here, I know a lot of people don't care for the electric blue Superman, but on the cover of Superman number 123 by Ron Frenz, we got a great look at the electric blue Superman and what he looked like. And it glows in the dark. There was a version of this cover that glows in the dark. It glows in the dark. It glows in the dark. That is awesome. That is so great. And not that this is the only cover that they've ever done glow in the dark, but it's Superman and it glows in the dark and it's so awesome. And this is one of those covers where I probably have, I don't know, like 10 or 12 copies. And whenever I come across one at a show, I just buy it because it's such a great cover. And did I mention it glows in the dark? It's just awesome. Again, it encapsulates a certain era of Superman. And I know a lot of people don't necessarily care for the electric blue, electric red Superman. But for me, it was a nice departure. It was fun. Anybody that thought that this change was permanent was just crazy. Knew he was going to come back to the classic costume and the classic powers at some point. But people are weird like that, and they freak out over their icons being messed with. And I get that. But it's such an iconic cover, and it's just so fun that I had to put it on here. Plus, you know, it glows in the dark. So, yeah, it's one of my favorite covers, not just of Superman, but my favorite covers of all time. This one and one of the Action Comics covers that I'll talk about are definitely up there on my list. So that's going to do it for favorite Superman covers. I hope everybody's having a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is you celebrate. I hope it's a fun holiday for you, a joyous time. Hope you get to see your family, even if it's only virtually. I know we're all trying to be responsible and stay home and end this pandemic at some point. And so if you are doing that and you don't get to go visit your family, thank you for you know, making that sacrifice. But I do hope you get to at least visit with them virtually. So hope you're also enjoying all the extra content we're putting out for the 12 Days of the Comic Source. We really appreciate the support that everybody's given us throughout the year. So as always, thank you for listening and we'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.